Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, God Knows My Name.
Speak the Word.
Friends, God wants everybody saved. He wants you rescued from Satan, and He is rounding up. I really truly believe that God is rounding up His children for these end days. And I can also say this. It will be the most important decision you'll ever make. It was the most important decision I've ever made. When you make the decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He will always be with you. Deuteronomy 31:6 says in the New Living Translation, He said, so be strong and be courageous. He said, do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He said, He will neither fail you nor abandoned you. He said, never, never. Hallelujah. Think about that. Jesus will always be with you, for He comes to live in you. Wherever you are, there He is too. It says here in Isaiah 43:25, if you're writing it down, God said, I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember them anymore. He's not even doing it for your sake. The Bible says He's doing it for His sake. That He's wiping them out and not remembering them anymore for His sake. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we just said that therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Praise God. I think that's so powerful. In Psalms 103, in the voice it says, despite all your many offenses, despite all of your offenses and all of my offenses, I want you to know that He has forgiven and released us. More than any doctor, it also added this one I thought was kind of strange, but more than any doctor, He heals all your diseases. He threw that in. In verse 4, it says, He reaches deep into the pit. It says, He reaches deep into the pit to deliver you from death. He crowns you with unfailing love and compassion like a king. In other words, some of us was deep into a pit of sin. And on our way to hell, because if you don't know Jesus, you might as well be dead. It's death. But He said He reached deep into the pit and released us and escaped us. Numbers 23:19, it says, we were talking about this earlier. It said, our God is not a man that He should lie. He is not human. So He does not change His mind, not like people do. You know, people will make you a promise, and sometimes they'll keep it and sometimes they don't. But we serve a God that He makes promises, He keeps them. He never breaks a promise. If it's in the Word, He keeps it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful that He's not like people. The Bible says He's never spoken and failed to act. In other words, He always does exactly as He's promised, and He's never promised and failed to act. Friends, God has made many promises, and I want you to get this. God has made many promises, but tomorrow is not one of them. No person is promised tomorrow. In closing, I would like to say that there is an epidemic of loneliness in the world today. People were lonely before the virus. However, the virus only magnified the loneliness. Satan had a field day. I want you to know, folks, that Satan had a field day separating God's children from each other and putting us 6 feet apart. Not only was he putting us 6 feet apart, he was keeping us locked in our house, locked out of our churches, locked out of our schools. All these things, you know, they said weren't necessary. But we also know that all the other, you know, the package stores, the liquor stores, or all these other things were opened up. But the churches that were closed, the schools were closed, anywhere that you might get a word, they tried to shut it off, and they tried to make, I don't know what they were trying to make out of you, but I do know this, it was a satanic attack, and they were trying to condition you. And you're going to have to understand, you cannot allow anything or anyone to condition you. Only God himself can mold you into his image and into his likeness. And as long as he's doing the molding, you're going to be safe. If you put your trust in him, you will be safe. You always will be safe. But please stop listening to all this fake news. Stop listening to all of this stuff. It's putting you in fear. It's coming against your faith. It's causing your faith to waver. And you don't want, this is not a time to be wavering in your faith. This is a time to get that faith filled up. You're going to see some days coming. You think you've seen it now, but you ain't seen nothing as to compare to what's coming toward us. And I'm so sad that I appreciate all of you in here. And God is smiling on all of you. And God is personally going to bless each one of you individually for being here today. But I'm telling you, the day is coming, and it's short, when a lot of the people that wish they were sitting in these empty seats, they're going to be coming here and getting on their knees in front of Jesus Christ, and they're going to say, I wished I'd have been in that seat. I wished I'd have taken Jesus and made him Lord and Savior of my life. I wish that I had listened to that still voice that was calling to me. I wish that. But it's going to be too late. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior now, and before he comes, it's going to be too late. He wants to get you out of that pit of sin. He wants to bring you up and elevate you on a higher level. He wants to put you up into the kingdom of God. He don't want you to be seated. He wants you to be standing. He wants you to come up and stand before him where he can say, good servant, well done. But I'm telling you, when Jesus was angry with those people because they had so much to do, there's people today that will come to me when I leave here and say, well, Pastor Joe, I really wanted to go today, but I really had to go see so-and-so. Maybe it was a ball game. Maybe they had to go hunting. Maybe they had to go fishing, whatever they had to do. Well, I tell you what, I don't know if there's hunting and fishing in heaven or not, but they're not going to get a chance to find out. Let that soak in. We have decisions to make. One of the decisions that we have to make is that we have to be in unity. We have to come together, black, white, Indian, Jew, whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all God's children. We all, you know, the Bible says there's only one blood. So we're all one blood. It doesn't say anything about color or nationality. It doesn't matter. Like I said, Satan had a field day, and he's trying to do it again. And now so many people are still afraid to get close to one another. That Satan, that pleases him too. But we need to put our trust in God to keep us, protect us, and watch over us. Friends, Jesus knows your name, and he's calling your name today like he did for Zacchaeus those many years ago in Jericho. And like Zacchaeus, you may have been called many names, but today Jesus is calling your name. He is inviting you. He's giving you an invitation to become part of his kingdom. Jesus is waiting for you with open arms. And the Bible says Jesus is the only one who can save people. His name is the only power in the world that has been given to save anyone. We must be saved through him. And listen to this, you must be saved through him, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Confucius, or any other God. Jesus says, but according to John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through and by me. I plead with you today, do not let this opportunity pass you by. Salvation is only in the name of Christ, by the authority of Christ. Salvation is absolutely, totally free, friends. Being a Christian is a life with only advantages. Only advantages. And you will have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I thank you, God, that you're faithful even when we're not faithful, that you're still faithful. I thank you for your presence here today. I acknowledge your presence, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for being here and magnifying your presence here. Your presence has been magnified, and we're so thankful for that. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one. And Lord, I know that you hold them special in your sight. And I know that I know that I know that I know that you have special blessings in store for each and every one of them. For you said, Lord, that you would reward us. And I thank you, Father, that you will reward them. And I thank you again for them and pray that you'll continue to bless them. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.